Friends, I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guests, the Bergen Woodwind Quintet.
Today we have a return visit from the Bergen Wind Quintet, an ensemble I've been looking forward to seeing with great pleasure since the program we made a few years back. The only problem is that I can't say their names very well, so I'm going to have the players introduce themselves so you can get the proper Norwegian pronunciation of the names. Our wonderful flutist is
Gro Sandvik.
And it's very good to have you back, Gro, and we'll see what I can do with your name before the show is over. You won't recognize it, nor will your mother.
But to be here.
It's great to have you back. Our oboist is
Steinar Hannevold.
Steinar Hannevold, our clarinetist
Lars Christian Brynildsen.
It's great to have you again. Our bassoonist
Per Hannevold.
Now wait a minute, two Hannevolds in one wind quintet?
Yeah. Actually we are brothers.
Mm-hmm. And been playing together, I guess, since you were children then, huh?
Yeah.
Since we were seven, eight years.
Yeah. Wow. But at that time he played the drums and I played the trumpet.
Aha, so you became more sophisticated and found the wind family, which is a great idea.
Yeah. You know, our father wouldn't allow us both to play drums.
So you make great wind players as a result. And we have with us today a new horn player, at least new in our experience. Tell us your name.
My name is Eileen Shannon.
Eileen Shannon, where are you from? You don't sound like you're from Norway.
No, I come from Los Angeles, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Did I read you went to school at USC and Eastman and
yes,
a couple of other
yes,
things?
I did.
So, and how long have you been not only member of the Bergen Philharmonic, but a member of the quintet with the players?
Well, I've played in the Bergen Quintet for almost 2 years, but I've been in Scandinavia for 6 years. I've been in Bergen for 3 years and in Sweden for 3 years.
Yeah, well, it's great to look forward to hearing you play, which we're going to do right now. We're starting with the music of Giuseppe Maria Cambini. And I have to say that of the three composers we hear today, if you know these composers, you're probably a wind quintet player, because they're not known generally to the larger musical public, but they're wonderful pieces. Here's a composer who was born in Italy, 1746, lived all the way to 1825, spent most of his life in Paris. He was there from about 1770 all the way through the French Revolution to the end of his life, and composed an enormous amount of music, including three wind quintets, of which we're going to hear the second, which was written in 1802. Here's the quintet in D minor, music of Giuseppe Maria Cambini, the Bergen Wind Quintet.
Thank you.
Wonderful. This is music of an Italian in Paris, and not Rossini. In fact, Rossini was about 10 years old when this piece was composed by Giuseppe Maria Cambini. We just heard a performance of Cambini's second wind quintet, played by the Bergen wind quintet. Cambini seems to have been a composer of a terrific imagination, and this used to get him in trouble when he was young, because he had what in America we call a resume inflation. Do you ever have that when somebody applies to your orchestra in Bergen that they put down jobs that they didn't quite actually get, maybe that they have auditioned for? Because when Cambini was young, he said he had studied with Padre Martini, that he knew Joseph Haydn, that he had played quartets with Boccherini and Nardini, and none of this was true. And in fact, he said when he was coming back from performance of his first opera, he was on a ship voyage and he was kidnapped by Barbary pirates and only rescued by a very wealthy Venetian nobleman. Apparently this was pure invention as well. But the thing that's great is the invention stood him in such good stead musically, because he wrote something like 150 string quartets, over 100 string quintets, and then just at the beginning of the century, 1802, he wrote three wind quintets, which was a brand new form. I'm wondering, I have to ask a question. We've heard a piece in D minor, and the horn keeps playing all the big, incredibly virtuoso parts in an incredibly foreign key of E flat and major. This is sort of like an English drawing room comedy in which four of the characters are in England, in London, and the fifth is in Rio de Janeiro speaking Portuguese. It's that far away. It's very interesting as harmonic language, isn't it?
And in those days also, they didn't have horns with valves. They just had natural horns. So to get all the notes in between the diatonic tones, the horn player had to put their hand in and out and in and out of the bell.
This is getting a little technical, folks, but this has to do with speaking Portuguese but trying to live in England. You have to make some translations, don't you? Wonderful writing for all of the instruments. I mean, the flute writing is entirely idiomatic. The bassoon, I love. I think it must be great fun to play bassoon in this piece.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it very much. Both the sort of the solos, but also to be the fundament, the bass line, you know, to keep it really steady and let the others have fun on top of it.
Yeah, and I have to say that your sound is the ideal for the wind quintet. I like this Bergen wind quintet, which we're visiting with today, very much. And I think one of the things that makes you so interesting is that all five of you can go from sounding very much like a flutist, or very much like an oboist or a clarinetist, to just sounding like an instrument which blends. You have to be able to do both of those, I think, for the wind quintet very well. You have to be able to shift characters.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very important part of the quintet work.
That's a great hobby.
That's our goal, to try to achieve what you're just mentioning.
Yeah, well, it comes across very clearly then.
Speaking about the Cambini quintet, I always wondered how this kind of music sounded at the time it was written.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, our woodwind instrument has developed very much since the year 1800.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they had very few keys on the instrument, and still on our instruments today, this is very virtuoso music.
Yeah, very difficult. Very.
I would like to be a fly on the wall in the year 1800 listening to this music on those old instruments. That would be very interesting.
Yeah, you, Lars, and a whole lot of musicologists, because that's one of the great debates, is to try to figure out what did Bach actually hear with his orchestra in Leipzig, what did Mozart hear at Salzburg and Vienna. And what I like very much about the way you played it is it absolutely seemed idiomatic and very graceful to me, so I like the performance very much. I think Cambini would have been very happy, and he wouldn't have had to make anything up to falsify to add to his resume. He could say, my piece was played in the late 20th century by the Bergen Wind Quintet, and that's good enough for me. If you've just tuned in, we've been spending today's program with the Bergen Wind Quintet, listening to the music of Giuseppe Maria Cambini. I'm Bill McLaughlin, and you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. Let's turn now to a composer who was born in America, in fact, in New Bedford, in Massachusetts, in 1943. This is a composer named David Maslanka, who was also, in addition to being a composer, a very good clarinetist. He studied at the New England Conservatory at Oberlin, later at the Mozarteum in Salzburg. And this is a piece which he wrote for some friends, the Manhattan Wind Quintet, which gave the premiere in 1987 at a Carnegie Hall concert. It's a work in three movements. We'll get to it and hear it and then talk about it later. Here's the Bergen Wind Quintet, music of David Maslanka, his quintet number 2.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
truly a striking piece. This is music of David Maslanka, who was born in New Bedford, Massachusetts in 1943, currently lives and composes in the beautiful little university town of Missoula, Montana. We've just heard the Bergen Wind Quintet play his Quintet No. 2, music of David Maslanka. Ending of that sort of takes your breath away. It reminds me in a funny kind of way. It's upside down, but it's the ending of Zarathustra, also sprach Zarathustra of Strauss, where Strauss is doing just exactly the opposite, but the half-step relationship, he's like inverted it now. Just keeps coming back to the C natural and the clarinet, and then going up a half-step, and it's like music of another sphere, or sort of like two spheres that aren't really supposed to meet. Very beautiful. And it's funny because it comes at the end of a piece which is so tonal and so harmonic. A lot of it's just the E-flat major, the great bassoon tune and the great oboe tune that the two Hanovold brothers get to share between them. Such beautiful music and such tonal. Harmonically, it could come from any time in the last 500 years in a way, or, well, let's say 300 years. And yet that ending is remarkable. There's one thing that Maslanka, he uses the instruments, the wind quintet, because he, as a clarinetist, knows this medium very well. He uses them beautifully, inventively, almost cruelly. It's so ruthless the way he writes the range of the horn. I wonder, could we get a little bit of the opening of the second movement? Because he does something that's very remarkable. Listen to this for a moment, folks. We have the low bassoon pedal B-flat. And I dare you to figure out from the first couple notes. You'll get it if you'll probably remember from here. But listen to the way he uses two other instruments above it. Did you figure out not only what the other two instruments were, but who's playing the upper part? They're playing in octaves. We have the low bassoon. The trick is he uses the French horn in an unbelievably low register, and the clarinet in your low register in octaves, and it makes a sound I've never heard before. It actually sounded like two bassoons. When I first heard it, I went, where's the other bassoon? And that's a little bit about the kind of playing that the Bergen Quintet does so beautifully. I was talking about before, we are almost able to imitate the sound of another instrument. They make the blend that's required. It's remarkable playing. My guest today, the Bergen Wind Quintet, who just tuned in the last few minutes, Gruus Sandvik is our flutist, Steinar Hanovold, our oboist, Lars Christian Brynjolfsson, our clarinetist, Per Hanovold, our bassoonist, and Eileen Shannon, our horn player. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to live in Bergen. The four out of the five of you are Norwegian. You've all, the four of you, been playing in the orchestra there as principal players of the Bergen Philharmonic for quite some period of time, 20 years or more in the case of a few. What is this town like? I know it's the town of Edvard Grieg. I suppose that's where most Americans' knowledge of Bergen starts and stops. Mm. What does it look like in Bergen?
It's a very beautiful city. If you've been to Duluth, you'll know what we're talking about. It's situated along the North Sea, mm-hmm. and surrounded by seven tall mountains, one of them almost 700 meters mm-hmm. tall. And so the city, the town, the center of the city is very small, and as it is a very old city, as mm-hmm. you know, it's very picturesque. Mm-hmm. So it's a charming city. You do not need a car. You can walk wherever you want to go.
Yeah, it's very medieval city. The origin of the city is something like 11th or 12th century, I was reading. And it was a very important trading town because it looks down on the fjord, which leads to the North Sea. And at a time when there were no rail communications, it was far and away the most important city that part of the world. During the 19th century, Oslo became a bit more important, but still, Bergen is, in a way, the spiritual center, I think, because here's where the great dramatist Holberg was during the 18th century. Well, she was born at the end of the 17th century. And then the great theater company, which was run by Ibsen, was the first director. Here's the town of Grieg, of Ole Bull, of Dahl, the great painter, and of this terrific wind quintet. Tell us about the orchestra in town. It's obviously a full-time job for all of you.
Yes, it is. We have an almost 100-piece orchestra mm-hmm. Playing a full year season. Mm-hmm. And as you know, for a town like Bergen with approximately 300,000 inhabitants, that's a very good thing to be able to have a full-time concert orchestra going.
Now I'm wondering, Lars, how it is that your quintet is here in St. Paul today while your orchestra is home. Is somebody filling in for you?
Or? Oh, yes. You know, we have co-principals playing in the orchestra while we're here. Mm. And they are eager to play, and we are eager to travel. So that That's fine.
It works out well.
Yeah.
You know, if you'd like to learn more about the Bergen Wind Quintet or the town or any of the things we're playing on today's program, I can tell you that the Bergen Wind Quintet has its own website, and the easiest way for you to reach that is via our website. So just point your browser at the St. Paul Sunday website. Our address is sunday.mpr.org. That's sunday.m as in Minnesota, PR.org. And we'll connect you to the Bergen Wind Quintet. And now I think we have time for just one more piece. You're introducing me to all this wonderful new stuff to me. This is music of a Hungarian composer born in 1911, composer and residence and professor at the Budapest Conservatory for many years. And this is a piece from 1953. Composer is Andrzej Cewanski. And we're going to hear his wind quintet, just the first movement now, the Bergen Wind Quintet.
Thank you.
wonderful, spirited stuff. This is a Hungarian composer, Andrei Cervansky. It's his wind quintet. He wrote two. This is from the first, which was written in 1953. We heard the first movement played by the Bergen wind quintet. What a wonderful piece. Wish we had time for more, but I think we've kind of used it all up listening to some of this other stuff today. What a revelation. Earlier in the program, we had music of Giuseppe Maria Cambini and David Maslanka, who was an American composer living in Missoula, Montana. What a varied program. And no Norwegian music.
Not this time.
Well, that begs the question then, doesn't want her to come back again and play us a whole program of Norwegian wind music or
a
little something. Yeah, this is a wonderful program. Thanks so much. The Bergen Quintet, as I mentioned, has been a guest once before, about 3 or 4 years back, and I've been looking forward to your return, and I'm issuing another invitation. Come and play anything you please. You sound marvelous, whatever it is that you play.
Thank you very much.
Let me see. Once again, thanks to my good friends, Gru Sandvik, who's our flutist, Steinar Hannevold, our oboist, Lars Christian Brynjulsen, our clarinetist, Per Hannevold, our bassoonist, and Eileen Shannon. I think I got the last one more or less right, as our horn player. Thanks so much, the five of you. Big pleasure. And folks, drop us a line and let us know how you like the program. You can write to us via email. Our address is sunday@mpr.org. That's Sunday at M as in Minnesota, PR.org. Or at St. Paul Sunday Care of Minnesota Public Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101. All the time we have for music this week. Folks, have a great week. Tune in next week for St. Paul Sunday, and stay tuned for all the great listening that's coming up on this public radio station.
St. Paul Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Carrie John Franklin, and the associate producer is Vaughn Ormseth. The engineer is Alan Strickland, and the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
You've been listening to the music of Franz Josef Haydn as performed by the Mendelssohn String Quartet, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc, Mixed Company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company, Music from St. Paul Sunday. This recording includes performances of Gil Shaham, the Emerson String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. And don't forget, your purchase of this recording helps support your station and St. Paul Sunday. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.